So, as Heather said, today we're going to be looking at Hosea. Hosea was a young prophet living in Samaria, whose ministry involved himself and his family in highly emotional and public ways. And because of this, his writing stands out quite a bit from the other prophets for its drama and its intensity. So before we have a closer look at Hosea, though, we have a little quiz, okay? I've got some photos for you. And the question is really simple, okay? Who are these people and what might they have in common? So let's start with the first one. So who's this? What do they have in common? Yeah, they are actors. They were married. Yeah, okay, let's keep going. So, who's this? Yes. I can't tell you how many times I've watched that scene with the lake, but there we go. And what do these guys have in common? Sorry? It is Colin Firth. It's Mr. Darcy and Elizabeth Bennet from Pride and Prejudice. They're in love. So, who have we got here? Victoria and Albert. And what are they famous for, apart from being king and queen? They were in love, yes, very much so. And who doesn't like a little bit of The Sound of Music? So, who have we got here? Captain Von Trapp and Maria, yeah. And looking quite lovey-dovey. And finally, I just couldn't resist this one. Who have we got? Okay, and because we know very well how much Miss Piggy loves Kermit. So, they all have in common love. And the book of Hosea is a love story. In fact, it's two love stories woven together of Hosea and his wife. Here they are. And of God and the people of Israel. Throughout this short book, Hosea's love and God's love intertwine in a way that makes it very clear that Hosea's prophetic ministry is about God's love for us. And Hosea lives his ministry through marriage. Marriage is what brings these two stories together. Hosea's earthly marriage becomes a metaphor for the relationship between God and the people of Israel. Both relationships are full of pain, heartbreak, and betrayal. And it is love of God for his people and of Hosea for his wife that brings reconciliation and healing. God commanded Hosea to marry a woman called Gomer. And Gomer had a troubled past. From society's perspective of the day, she was tainted, a fallen woman. But Hosea followed God's command, loving Gomer as well as ministering God's word to the people of Israel. People who had at that time turned away from God. And as a married couple, Hosea and Gomer struggled along until Gomer was unfaithful. Just as Israel was being unfaithful to its relationship with God. And that relationship had been established uniquely through the covenant promise. Gomer left Hosea, was then deceived and fell into slavery. The people of Israel were deceiving each other through their exploitative, oppressive, fraudulent, sometimes violent behavior and also by worshipping other gods. And in his book, Hosea sets out this story in very, very dramatically. You need to read it. I can't do it justice. You've just got to go and read it. And then we get to the point where Hosea makes his key prophetic message. Hosea bought Gomer's freedom from slavery. This was a very public act, and it would have cost him a lot, not just money, but public opinion. They were reconciled through the love that God had given them. And Hosea goes on to tell us how God wants to be reconciled with his people, with us, through a deeper relationship with him. Not through rituals and stuff, but through knowledge of God. God's love for us is unconditional, unchanging, regardless of our actions or our shortcomings. God waits patiently for us to return to him. We might be down, but to God we are never out. Through Jesus, God covered our sins. Through God's grace, we can burst into bloom. We can put down deep roots, as we heard in our reading. Everything we need can be found in God. This is the love story of Hosea, uniquely told through a struggling earthly marriage and a people struggling to stay in a right relationship with God. The amazing love that God has for us blazes through the words in this book. I've already said I can't do it justice. I really do encourage you to go and read it for yourselves and let it speak to you. Now, when we're in love, we sometimes write letters, don't we? So we're just going to take 5 minutes now to write some love letters to God. There are pictures and some Bible passages on the table at the back. So just follow whatever looks good to you, whatever pulls you towards it. And then take it with you. You can do it on your own or do it in pairs. It's completely up to you. And just sit with it and let God speak his love to you. And just write something or pray something that's going to help you draw a little bit closer to God this morning. And after 5 minutes, we'll just come back and sit, and we'll send our letters of love to God with a short prayer. Okay, so it is 11, and we pray that you speak to us and continue to speak to us so that our relationship with you can deepen and our faith in you grow and bear fruit. And Father God, we thank you for Jesus, who through love came to save us and help us get back into a right relationship with you. Amen.